Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Before, I want tonight to just simply add, well, this is actually being broadcast after Shabbat, but since I have some engagements to take care of this evening, I just simply wanted to add to last evening's show that related the idea about whether Exodus is a celebration of peace or war. But I felt that show would not be complete without adding this bit of information with regard to what's considered Xmas gift giving, or the giving of gifts, as it was the custom for the ancient Saturnalia, Brumalia, Bacchanalia. And they had different titles for this particular season. It's important that we understand the reason for this gift giving, as it was in the ancient mind, and my brothers and sisters, that we might understand what it was all about, why this custom is spread across this world, and what men are actually celebrating when they set up. I could talk about the tree tonight, but I'm not going to talk about that as much as I just want to get into the gift-giving idea. I have an engagement that I need to tend to tonight. First off, I want to simply say this. The idea of gift-giving at Xmas time was a matter initially of just simply the fact that the rulers of the various kingdoms, the heathen, sun worshippers, all saw themselves in so many ways as the sons of the sun god. We all know that the winter solstice is around December 25th. We understand, my brothers and sisters, in fact, the winter solstice being the actual day being the 23rd, they believed that there was a three-day period between the winter solstice on December 22nd, well, maybe I need to start that over since this is just a test. Well, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that as I said earlier, there will be an addendum to the show that was done on Friday. There's going to be an addendum to the show. As I said earlier, having trouble today. Well, as I said earlier, there will be an addendum tonight to the show that was done at the beginning of Shabbat. I felt it wouldn't be complete unless I spoke concerning the origin of gift giving and the minds of ancient heathen sun worshippers rose, that men might understand what they are still commemorating today, realizing that the Most High does not want the perpetuation of even a single thought after the ideals of the heathen, but we're not unto the goal that the Most High decreed of ancient time from the beginning. We must understand that this custom of gift-giving had to do with the idea that the kings, pagan sun worshippers, were oftentimes considered sons of the sun god. As such, they looked to their birth, the concept of having a birthday around the time of the winter solstice, December 22nd, 23rd, beginning, talking about the beginning of the days beginning to lengthen. And they looked forward to the idea of around December 25th, they called what was called the Saturnalia. We can see a lot with regard to this in terms of the pagan customs of the heathen, the ancient Easter custom, 9 months later, Xmas. Yes, and there were many children that were born. Yes, as a result of the various carnivals, orgies that were performed around the time of Easter. They call it the Goddess of the Dawn ceremony. More information to be found about that on my website, hiddengospel.com. There's an article at hiddengospel.com called The Bacchus Connection. You need to look also at an article there called Xmas Economics. But it might be shocking for many of you to ask the question, to get the answer to the question, as to what happened to oftentimes the children that were born as a result of the licentiousness of the goddess of the dawn or Easter ceremony of the early spring. Many of them became wards of state. Many of them were raised for war. If they were successful, as I said to you before, they oftentimes are called sons of the sun god. Nobody knew exactly who might have been exactly their father, so we understand what actually occurred there. Just a little taste of what's going on. And most haven't put it together. Like I said, simply look at the time of the Goddess of the Dawn ceremony they called Easter. 9 months later, after the vernal or spring equinox, the winter solstice. Very simple to understand. But I want to simply say this about this custom. It's called Bacchanalia, Saturnalia. We know also that the Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday celebrations, are also called Bacchanalia to the pagan god Bacchus, who we mentioned earlier during the show. But I'd like to just simply say this. Something I need to attend to this evening, but I wanted to get this point out. In this carnival called the Saturnalia and the Bacchanalia, ancient sun worshiping peoples among all the nations indiscriminately celebrated what they called and considered a mandated social mainstay to give gifts to one another as if to reward whatever was their variant beliefs, ideals, and works. In fact, the kings even gave presents to and gifts to other kings as a show of, they said, good faith. Wow. Regardless of the differences of belief, their differences of belief. As I said on earlier shows, in times past, they oftentimes compelled the people to give gifts. I said they compelled the people to give gifts to their king. And it wasn't long before others wanted presents on their birthdays. But you need to understand what birthday celebrations were. Birthday celebrations were a commemoration of man being born under the kings and rulers of this world. My brothers and sisters, it is a well-known fact that the early believers in the early church considered this gift-giving, keeping of this Saturnalia, all these things, they considered even birthday celebrations, to be the works of the heathen who celebrated coming into this world, rather than the great expectation of overcoming all the misconceits of this world that they might prepare for the kingdom of Yah. So, and that's another issue to give consideration. We have to consider, my brothers and sisters, that this gift giving, what is it, my brothers and sisters, but men flattering themselves, their own ideals, as if what they do is somehow worthy. Listen to what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters, as if to say what they do, each man giving honor to another man's ideals and faith, as if these partialities and pollutions were worthy unto the Most High. Like I said, in this time they call Xmas, have men given real reverence to the truth? Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Have they given real honor, reverence, and respect to what the Most High Himself says is worthy of a reward? Like I say, men in this time, think about it. This Xmas custom celebrated by people all over the world. That tells you something right then and there. People don't have to be believers in Yeshua to keep this custom. And it tells you, my brothers and sisters, the very fact that it has a double-headed image, that it claims to give respect and reverence to. You can't give honor to Yah and the variant misconceits of man. And if you go back and look at those articles on my website, hiddengospel.com, Bacchus Connection, in particular, you will find that this image they call Santa Claus, my brothers and sisters, is actually just another effigy of the pagan god that was called Bacchus, the god of war. It's interesting that they talk about peace on earth, goodwill toward men, and the custom still honors the god of war. You ever stop to consider that there's warfare against discerning what is the absolute will of Yah? Look at Malachi 2:17. Men have insulted and disrespected the word of the Most High with their words, with their varying doctrines, saying that after whatever deviation, departure from pure, perfect will of Yah, they all say that it's all good in the sight of the Most High, and He delights in such. There's no covenant with the Most High, my brothers and sisters, after this plurality, after this irreverence. So you need to consider, my brothers and sisters, what's really going on. Men are giving praise to all manner of false ideas created to appease the fleshly designs of men. As such, this custom leaves each soul socially and spiritually in many ways indiscriminate. Everyone feeling that they're worthy of a reward, ask the question, why should they seek the greater will or the absolute will of the Most High? It's as if to say again, every man's works, carnally created designs, ideals, and desires are somehow still good in the sight of whatever man might call, get my point, his gods, his ideals, his own personal ideals, his personal desires. We have to ask the question, my brothers and sisters, shall the Most High be pleased with this? Shall He reward whatever seems wise to men, men ignoring His commands to establish their own? I say, think again. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, there was an ancient motto that was declared by the heathen in this custom they call the Bacchanalia and Saturnalia. They said, according to the licentiousness that they gave license to their pagan deities, they said, cursed is anyone who finds fault with the things they do this day. Think about it. When they were giving honor to all their various gods, many of them contentious, many of their various gods contentious one against another, they sat back and said they were going to give honor to all that seemed wise according to their own ideals. And there's a reason why they call these customs carnivals, because it was complete, my brothers and sisters, unto the appeasing of their flesh. Think about it. Mardi Gras was the same. It's time to consider, my brothers and sisters, this is all, this thing they call Mardi Gras. Fat Tuesday. Tuesday is another name for the pagan god of Rome, Mars. In Greek, he was called Bacchus. Understand what these customs called Bacchanalia really all about. So such is the nature of spiritually inconscient, licentious, polytheist society, my brothers and sisters. This Babylonish confusion is the mechanics of spiritual warfare against the awakening discretion of a soul, against, my brothers and sisters, in awakening unto fruition after divine call, as the Spirit that would teach us all things, to respect all things, to speak consistently concerning all things the Most High has declared. Yes, spiritual warfare, my brothers and sisters, against hope of reconciliation to the will of Yah. Under this idolatrous global psychology, man has for many generations been duped. Yes, and he's duped himself under false comfort to believe under indiscriminate supposition that whatever men do, entirely void reference and reverence for divine commands, I said the commands of the One Most High who does not change and declare from the beginning what is the expectation of his people, even unto all eventuality. Men have been compelled to believe that without respect for this, whatever they do is still somehow good. I say woe to this then deceived world. Most High has a plan, and the salvation of man will only come according to that plan. I want you to consider, though men flatter themselves with this nonsense, Yah has not and will never be pleased in being insulted by this international disobedience. For he has warned mankind to have no other as his Elohim, as one who declares the precepts of his conscience, but he. Indeed, men have rejected the gift of Yah. Think about it when I'm saying that. Men have rejected the gift, the grace, the favor, the mercy of Yah, that men might know in truth the way of one peace, agreement with him. Think about it. The gospel went forward, a pure and perfect word. He said, convert all nations. He did not say that men would be converted or that they would find peace or be blessed according to the differences of man, but according to only the pure and perfect will that he himself has decreed. But men have rejected that gift to the Most High, favoring instead their own own deceits, their own delight, whatever appeases their own flesh. Men have rejected the genuine hope of peace, seeking to be appeased, every man, according to his own devices. Think about it. If everybody is pleased with their own ideal, thinks the Most High is pleased with them all, men have totally rejected and not respected the need to seek Yah truly in all things as he is. And mankind has been seduced, complicit under a spell that he has invoked upon himself under swift approaching wrathful destruction. Most High cannot be pleased with the varying thoughts of men. He will only confirm as viable his own thoughts as he would write his law, his way of peace upon the minds and hearts. And it is written that if we do not know his ways, we will not enter into his peace, we will not enter his rest. Will not enter, my brothers and sisters, into the kingdom of those who recognize first command is to love and seek the Most High with all mind, heart, soul, and might, that we do not lie. For in man's irreverence against divine command, man has been treacherous, duped into being treacherous unto the sure destruction of all he has claimed and said, even all they, those, my brothers and sisters, even of his own family, that he said he loves. When you celebrate this custom that the Most High was never pleased with, I want you to think about Isaiah 65. Isaiah 65 talks about the feast to the troop and the number. Some say Gad and many. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the feast to the sun god was December 25th. They call December 24th Feast of the Moon God. And my brothers and sisters, all these various pagan feasts, Easter, Christmas, Sunday, all of them, my brothers and sisters, give respect to the imaginations of man, which never gave command, which will never command, my brothers and sisters, from the Most High himself. It's Scriptures tell us because we chose to listen to men rather than Yah. According to this custom, the scripture said will continue. These types of customs that will continue even to the last day. The scripture says because you did not hearken to him when he called, you did not answer. He said, we deliver those who would not listen to the sword. Numbering them, my brothers and sisters, indeed to destruction. Look at Isaiah 65. In keeping such a custom, my brothers and sisters, dare we say we have loved Yah? Dare we say we have loved one another? Need to think again. Love is defined as to whether or not we seek the pure, perfect will of Yah. It's time we understand the whole word indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declared, the hope of life, love, truth, and peace. But where men refuse the standard of the Most High, there is no standard. No standards under peace. In this heathenous season, man has convinced himself that everything is all right, when the fact is that so much is just so very wrong. Yea, indeed, as it is written, in that very time the men should go forth saying, peace, peace, there should be no peace. Consider Yirmiyahu 6:14, 8:11, Ezekiel 7:35. How about my brothers and sisters looking closely at the verses? In 1 Thessalonians 5:2-4, something very interesting you might want to hear. You might want to think about this one. You know, sometimes when I look at these scriptures and I think about what happened in 2004, I say what happened in 2004. During what would have been right around noontime in New York City. On what they call Christmas Day, December 25th, 2004. Like I said, would have been considered to most of the Western world, and like I said, New York City would have been considered around noon. Middle of the country, around 11 o'clock. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, you can still say early, what they call Christmas morning, mountain or Pacific time. Listen to this verse, my brothers and sisters. First Thessalonians 5:1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, it says, you have no need that I write unto you. Times and the seasons? You know that initially this was talking about the lateness of the day, anticipating coming of Messiah in the last days, but knowing that first there would be a falling away. 1 Thessalonians, I'm talking about relative to 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter. But it says finally, it says in the last days, 1 Thessalonians 5:2, you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Most High, the day of the Lord, it says, comes as a thief in the night. I will tell you that there's so much scripture that relates again. Messiah comes as a thief in the night, relates he comes suddenly, my brothers and sisters, in a manner that men have not expected, to declare a standard that men have not known. Yes, for many generations, to restore a covenant. And it says, look at 1 Thessalonians 5:3, for when they say peace and safety, they call this a time of peace. Sudden destruction comes upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5:4, for you brethren should not be in the darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. For you all, if you will, should be the children of light and the children of day. And we should not be of the night, blind to the truth, nor should we be in darkness. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Wow. Watch and be sober. My brothers and sisters, don't they call this custom the feast to the god of war, Bacchus, the god of wine? A lot of drunken brawls occurred at that time that took many lives. Go back and look at the history, you might be kind of surprised. 1 Thessalonians 5:7, for they that sleep in the night And they that are drunk, they be drunken, are drunken in the night. In other words, unwise. But let us, who of the day, be sober. Sober. How about not filled with wine and blind? Put on the breastplate of faith and love. In other words, guarding ourselves with the knowledge of the truth and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. So when you call the hope of salvation, my brothers and sisters, according to the divergent differences of man, I say think again. For Yah has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. How about the knowledge of our Lord Yeshua? And if you understand it rightly, my brothers and sisters, the one called the Kurdi, the righteous one, one who comes to perform. And yes, my brothers and sisters, declare again and decree according to all that is divine pleasure. Well, like I said, 2004, we saw almost Christmas morning, they say. That tsunami that killed so many around the territories of Indonesia, Philippines. It's something to think about, my brothers and sisters. In a time that the Most High is considered a great anarchy, the men across the world should keep this heathenish custom. And I said heathenish custom across the world because, quite frankly, you'll find people of some of every religiosity across the planet observing this December 25th heathen practice. So the Most High be pleased, my brothers and sisters, with this anarchy. I don't know about everybody else, but I would not want to be found taking pleasure in such a wicked spirit at a time, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High is already incensed at the injustice that man has chosen still yet to uphold against divine command. Again, my brothers and sisters, unto the Most High, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near, I would strongly suggest again that you check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Go back through the archives of this show at blogtalkradio.com/EDY1. Articles like the Bacchus Connection, articles like Xmas Economics, articles like the Secret City Prophecies, articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, Tribulation, 70-365 AD, World of the Prophets, World of the Shepherds. I said World of the Shepherds is the name of another article there. All these things, my brothers and sisters, I say that they're a massive, beautiful addition to your sense of conscience, that you might discern what indeed is the will of Yah, and in nothing be lacking. Again, until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, check out that website, hiddengospel.com. Check out how you can be of support to this ministry, because only those who truly understand these things can. Until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Eddie Meyer of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, under his might, under his honor, and under his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, so I do, for listening.